In this bulletin, New South Wales tightens its COVID-19 restrictions as 44 new local cases are recorded. Victoria experiences a lockdown baby boom from the extended COVID-19 restrictions last year. And in sport, the Olympic torch arrives in Tokyo in a behind-closed-doors ceremony after fans are barred from the Games because of coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. COVID-19 lockdown restrictions will be tightened in Greater Sydney from 5 o'clock this evening as the state recorded another 44 new local cases. The number of people allowed to exercise outdoors will be reduced from 10 to 2, and exercise is only allowed within a 10-kilometre radius from home. Only one member of each household will be permitted to go shopping for essential items, while funerals will be limited to 10 people. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says unless there's a dramatic turnaround in the numbers, it's unlikely the lockdown will end as planned next Friday.
Now, I appreciate the message I'm delivering today is quite shocking for a lot of people, but I need everybody to be shocked. Because when I said just a few days before we had to go into lockdown that this was the scariest period for New South Wales during the pandemic, unfortunately, those words are absolutely the case. New South Wales is facing the biggest challenge we have faced since the pandemic started. And I don't say that lightly.
Of the 44 new cases, 29 were either partially or fully exposed to the community while infectious. Health authorities are expecting the case numbers to trend up in the coming days. Close contacts have also doubled from 7,000 yesterday to 14,000 today, in part because of the infectious people visiting large venues. Meanwhile, residents of southwestern Sydney have criticised New South Wales Police for unfairly targeting them over compliance with COVID-19 restrictions. 100 extra officers have been sent to the southwestern Sydney suburbs, where the current outbreak is now centred. Local mayors and other community leaders say police are being heavy-handed against multicultural and diverse communities and did not show the same level of authority when the outbreak was in the eastern suburbs. New South Wales Deputy Police Chief Commissioner Gary Warboys says the operation is no different to those in other parts of the state.
Similar to when we put police down on the border, down on the Murray River, similar decision was made where we pushed police into Bondi recently around the beach area. A similar decision was made not that long ago in the Northern Beaches when that area was locked down. The operational decision is based on the public health orders and the fundamental response that police have to enforce those health orders.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will have significantly more doses of Pfizer vaccine after a deal with the manufacturer to bring forward its supplies from later this month. National Cabinet has met this afternoon and approved a pilot program of home quarantine for South Australia. Mr Morrison says a new campaign will begin this Sunday in time for the increase in vaccination supply.
We've been bringing forward the doses, which is what we've been seeking to do. And the reason we've had to bring forward those doses is because of the Itagi advice on AstraZeneca, which has limited the use of that vaccine to be the workhorse of the vaccination program. And so since we've had that advice, and so that since that impact has been made on the vaccination program, it has been our priority to work with Pfizer to bring forward the doses that we've contracted. And we've been successful in doing that.
Victoria is experiencing a baby boom it says is linked to the extended coronavirus lockdown restrictions in place across the state in 2020. An extra 1,423 births are expected between April and August this year, compared with the same period last year. It's prompted the state government to announce more funding for midwifery services. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says some growth areas are expecting up to 40% more births.
In the Western District Health Service, that's based at Hamilton, we've seen a 51% increase in babies delivered this year. Bendigo Health have seen a 43% increase in baby numbers. Ballarat Health, 38%. Kilmore, 34%. Echuca, 32%.
Victoria has recorded its ninth day in a row of no new local cases of coronavirus as the state further lifts its COVID-19 restrictions today. In sport, the Olympic flame has been unveiled at a ceremony in Tokyo with no spectators present. The ceremony has taken place as Games organisers rule that fans will not be allowed to watch most of the events after a state of emergency was declared amid a surge in COVID-19 infections. The Olympic torch relay scheduled to take place on a public road was cancelled in favour of an event behind closed doors. Tokyo's governor, Yuriko Koike, welcomed the torch's arrival in the capital.
There were cases that the flame couldn't run through the public streets due to the coronavirus. We have been overcoming such difficult conditions thanks to strong wishes and efforts from all over Japan. The flame went through the path of hope and finally got here.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a few showers clearing, 18 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, much the same, 13. Hobart, mostly sunny and 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, showers, 17. Sydney, similar conditions and 16. Showers in Newcastle, also 16 degrees. Brisbane, windy and sunny, 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.